Good morning. It's time for the Kane State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning will be Josie from the 4-H Youth Program, along with Mr. 4-H and Ms. 4-H, as they talk about the National 4-H Week that is coming up, why they got into 4-H, and why others should join 4-H. So without further ado, let's get right into the interviews. Good morning. Continuing our National 4-H Week, we've got Josie here, and we've got
Branson,
there we go, Mr. 4-H. Josie, go ahead and get right into it.
So October is National 4-H Month. October 6th through the 12th is National 4-H Week. And October 12th is National 4-H. October 12th is 48 hours of 4-H. So this is a great time for our kids to get out and give back to their communities. So next weekend they will spend a whole 48 hours working and practicing different 4-H things. And this is also a great time for them to get out and really encourage our youth to join this great program and everything that it has to offer. Here in the Frontier District, we have over 500 plus youth that are enrolled in 4-H. And we continue to see this number grow, and we hope to have more people join. Yesterday was October 1st, which is the first day to enroll in the new 2024-2025 4-H year. So if you want to check out our website online, there's lots of great links to get you enrolled in all of our projects. And if you ever need any help or questions answered, feel free to give us in our Frontier District office a call, and we are happy to answer your questions. Today here I have Branson Saylor from Princeton Goalbusters 4-H Club. Here's our Mr. 4-H, and Bryn Perry from Rowdy Wranglers, and she's our Mrs. 4-H. Branson, do you want to tell them why did you join 4-H, and what are some things that you want to tell the youth that are in 4-H today?
Thanks, Josie. First, I would like to get into the basics that are why I joined 4-H. It is because I wanted to make friends. I am homeschooled, so I do not have as many outlets to make friends, and so this was like the first of many outlets. It gave me extra social skills, it gave me extra volunteer skills, and it gave me extra leadership skills. So now, I lead some things at our local library. And
what are something that you would tell a youth member to join 4-H? So what is one thing that you have learned and would tell people to do in 4-H?
Well, the little kids can make friends in 4-H. The older kids can have job experience from 4-H. And everybody can have fun.
Alrighty, well, you heard it from Branson. Next is Bryn. She's going to tell us about why she is in 4-H and what she would tell other youth members.
So this week is National 4-H Week, and I'm super excited. It's a great opportunity for us to volunteer as 4-Hers and get really involved in our community.
All right, Bryn, well, what are you going to be doing for 4-H
so
Week?
So I'll do a variety of volunteer work for 4-H Week, promote Miss 4-H, and through 4-H, other kids may, like in elementary school, maybe they'll put some posters around their school, or they'll wear their 4-H shirts and present to their class or something similar like that, just to really promote 4-H and show them what we do within our community.
Well, you've been doing 4-H for quite some time. What has been kind of your favorite memory of this kind of time?
So I just got done with a big show in Nebraska called Exarban. I love showing. Without 4-H, I wouldn't have been even introduced to this. But probably my most favorite thing is talking to everybody in the social network that I get through 4-H, and more specifically the livestock community, broadens my social network even more so than 4-H ever would have without the livestock project.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. That'll wrap up this morning's Kate State Extension Reports. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.